Welcome to Women Who Sarcast. I'm Kathy Barron, and this is Real Deep Shit. Have way too many thoughts going through my head for this episode as far as what to talk about. But the one thing that keeps coming back to me is taking risks. And not necessarily taking risks for doing something, but taking a risk not doing something or ending something. And it's a risk versus reward, right? When you think about doing something or not doing something, what's the reward if you take the risk? Does it outweigh the risk, or does the risk outweigh the reward? So that risk versus reward list is good to do when you're not quite sure what to do. And there's risks with everything. But I think one thing that people don't necessarily talk about is the risk of ending something, whether it's a job, a project, a podcast, a magazine, whatever it is. Because there is risk in ending something. There's a lot that goes through my mind as far as like, okay, do I want to end this? Can I keep going? What is the risk versus reward? Am I getting something out of what I'm doing? Enough to not stop doing it. And I know I'm being vague, but basically I'm talking about Women Who Sarcast podcast and deciding to take an indefinite hiatus at the end of the season. And I've been going back and forth with the risk versus reward. And some of you may not think it's a risk to end it, but in my mind, it kind of is, because I've been doing it. It'll be 6 years in April. That's a lot of time, energy, passion invested in the podcast. And it's like, as a podcaster, you become like, the podcast is like an identity. It's who you are. It's who you've become. And you evolve through the years, through the seasons of doing the show. So to end a podcast is like part of yourself is coming to an end. It's a difficult decision to make because I have enjoyed doing this podcast over the years. The amazing people that I have met and interviewed as guests, the co-hosts that I've had, Shailani and Mario and Chelsea and Corey, have been amazing. And just a blast to be part of the show. You know, when it comes time to end something, to stop doing something, there is that risk versus reward thought process that I go through, because it's a huge deal. It's not something that I take lightly. It's not something that I make in a quick or rash decision. I've been kind of vacillating probably for the last year and a half as far as whether I should continue the podcast, because I'm burnt out. I have other projects, creative projects that I want to do, mainly the magazine. It's got huge potential, and I really want to focus all of my energy and time on the magazine, the learning community, you know, the mentorship and scholarship that I want to do, and, you know, just focus on networking and collaborating and connecting with women podcasters. I also have a full-time job, so, you know, there's a lot of my time and a lot of myself that is being spread very thin right now. And, you know, like I said, I think this podcast has had a great run of 6 years. I think that getting a little fresh start with other creative projects. Like I'm finishing a children's book. Chelsea and I are co-authoring a children's book. There's a sequel to the book that I wrote in 2018 that I want to write. There's a documentary that I've been wanting to do for 20 plus years, and an opportunity has come up to maybe possibly actually produce that. So there's a lot of things that I've got in the wings, and I want to be able to put my full attention and energy into those projects. The podcast has been such a personal development. It has enhanced my life immensely. It's been very inspirational. I've been very vulnerable, and especially with this episode of just myself. So I've grown a lot with doing this podcast, and it will be sad to not be doing it. However, even though this podcast may not come back in the future, there are other opportunities for me to create another podcast that has to do with other women podcasters. So it's not to say that I won't ever podcast again, but right now I think Women Who Sarcast podcast has come to an end, and there will be episodes through April with Chelsea and Corey, so don't disappear yet. Stick around for those episodes. Corey and Chelsea put their heart and soul into each episode, so it will be bittersweet to put Women Who Sarcast podcast to the side. And I am very grateful for all of your support, listening, giving me feedback, contacting me via social media. It's been quite a ride. Who knew when I started this podcast that it would turn out to be 6 years and so fulfilling and rewarding? I highly recommend, if you're even thinking about podcasting, start it. Just do it. I'm here for support if you need any guidance. So thank you so much for listening. This isn't the last episode of the season, just as a reminder. We will be posting episodes for April. But I wanted to give you a fair warning that this is what's happening with the podcast. And this won't be the last that you hear from me as far as social media. If you want to follow the magazine, you can follow it at Women Who Podcast Magazine on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. And, you know, occasionally after the season's over, I will post previous episodes just to kind of give you a little nudge if you haven't listened to all the episodes. But this is a risk that definitely has its rewards, because even though the podcast will be ending, I will be creating other projects that hopefully you will be part of and support me in. So being creative is in my soul, and I have to do it in one way or another. So this isn't the last of May. You will hear from me again. So thank you so much for all of your support through the years. And like I said, reach out, follow the magazine at Women Who Podcast Magazine, and go to our website at womenwhopodcastmag.com. And we will see you soon. Sarcasmus Day. Thank you for listening to Women Who Sarcast, an independent podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Women Who Sarcast. If you like this podcast so much you're thinking of launching your own show, pick up the latest issue of Women Who Podcast Magazine and learn all about podcasting. Visit womenwhopodcastmag.com and follow us at Women Who Podcast Magazine. Show music provided by Mike Imbasciani.